Good morning, everyone. You know, much to the chagrin and possible alarm to people over at NBC Sports, NBC Sports, of course, is an exclusive broadcaster of the Winter Olympic Games, which kicks off this evening, that during the 2 weeks of relentless action we're going to see at the Olympics, there's going to be relentless coverage, and not all from NBC. No, with the penetration of Twitter and Facebook, aligned with certainly the proliferation of blogs around the world, there will be constant coverage of the results and the strategy and the setup of the Winter Olympics. And we have three people who are going to be part of that coverage. Ski instructor and yoga teacher Leilani Gibson joins us. She has a blog called Ski Like a Girl, where she talks about women skiing, and she joins us from her home in Oregon. Good morning, Leilani.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Brandon Horley is the hockey editor for SBNation.com. He joins us from Connecticut. Brandon Horley, I gather your blog is all about hockey, right?
SB Nation, it covers all sports, but I particularly am the hockey editor, yes.
And from Vancouver, we have Aaron Harris, who won an all-expense-paid trip to Vancouver, where he's going to be blogging about the games, and he joins us from his hotel. His blog is called Axles, Loops, and Spins. You can find the links to all their blogs on our website, thetakeaway.org. Welcome, Aaron.
Good morning.
So what's the top story on your blog this morning?
It's just that I'm here, and I'm ready to start blogging about the Olympics.
And say that again?
It's just that I'm here and I'm ready to start blogging about the Olympics.
And Brandon Worley, I butchered your name twice there this morning. I gather you spell it right in your blog. What's your top story?
Well, right now we just have a couple of previews previewing the women's and men's hockey. So we're just previewing it and getting ready for the games to start next week.
And Leilani Gibson, do you consider yourself a competitor to more traditional media covering the games, or something value-added?
I wouldn't say I'm a competitor, and I hope that I do add some value. My blog is definitely, you know, just my opinion and my take on things. And, you know, right now it's Lindsey Vonn all the way. And, you know, I mean, I definitely got into the Sports Illustrated thing, had the bikini pictures up and that sort of thing. So I used to think of myself as a feminist until I started posting all the athletes in their swimsuits. And I'm like, you know, whatever. It's getting skiing out there. It's getting, you know, the sport out there. So, you know, that's what I'm doing.
And, well, talk about the events that most concern you, since you are, as you say, kind of a full-service blog, Leilani Gibson.
Definitely focusing on the alpine skiing and the freestyle skiing. As far as freestyle skiing goes this year, there's the new event, Ski Cross, which has actually been around in the X Games, a skier cross. But, you know, Ski Cross has been compared to, like, sort of a roller derby on the snow. It's not really a contact sport, but somehow it manages to be.
Yeah, well, it absolutely does, and people get seriously injured. Brandon Worley, do you think there's a good marriage between some of these X Games sports and the traditional sports like hockey and the Winter Olympics?
I think it's made it more interesting. You know, hockey's always been part of the Winter Olympics, but now you're starting to see, you know, like the ski cross, and you're starting to see the, you know, snowboarding become a much bigger part of, you know, the Winter Olympics. And I think it makes it more exciting.
And let's take a look at the matchups in the sort of hockey sphere here. Who is the favorite going in, and how much are these national teams mirrored in the NHL?
Well, on the men's side, the men's hockey is made up primarily of NHL players. The NHL is allowing the players to become part of the national teams. So you're starting to see, you know, a lot of NHL superstars are on the teams. And it just the best countries are usually the countries who can have the most NHL players on their team. So you have Team Canada is usually the favorite. You know, Team Sweden is right behind. And some say Team Sweden and Team Canada are neck and neck for being favorites to win gold. And that's followed, you know, right up by, you know, Finland, Switzerland, and the United States.
And Sweden, Canada, if that turns out to be the gold matchup, I mean, is the world going to just hold their breath on that, like U.S., Russia years and years ago?
I don't know if the world will hold their breath. I think, you know, everyone it would want a big gold medal matchup between, you know, United States and Canada, because those would be the two countries that are you know, really fighting for the world power in hockey right now. The problem is United States is putting a team on the ice that's very young and very inexperienced. So not many people think that the United States will be able to get there, get that far this year.
So, Aaron Harris, your blog is a little more personal. I'm wondering, in the blog trade, do you have to worry about using the word awesome a little too much in each individual blog?
I don't think you can ever use the word awesome too much.
How did I know you would say that? What events are you most interested in? What's your angle here?
Well, the event that my blog will be, at least my figure skating blog will be most interested in, is, of course, figure skating. And I'm just looking at following the skaters here. And, you know, I don't really have an angle. It's just whoever is doing the best after the short program and the free program. So those are the skaters I'll follow.
The skaters. Jed writes on our site, my fantasy event is that they will make a second biathlon, one that combines target shooting with ski jumping. That will get the ratings up. Any thoughts on that, Leilani? A biathlon with ski jumping.
Maybe Leilani has a fantasy event.
That would be great, though. You could actually shoot while you're on the jump.
That would be wild. As you're spinning around, I don't know. I think there's some issues there with, you know, fans.
You think?
Of course there's issues, but I'm actually surprised that the X Games hasn't already thought of that.
That's a possibility. I don't know. I'm all about bringing back ski ballet if I could bring back a sport. That's what I want. I mean, if you call it a sport.
There used to be an Olympic sport called ski ballet.
I don't know that it was an Olympic sport, but as far as skiing goes, ski ballet, it was more on the snow and dancey. So it kind of combined Aaron's ice skating thing with my ski thing all in one sport.
All right.
You know, it would work. We could blog about it, Aaron.
Leilani Gibson blogs about women's skiing. Brandon Worley, do you hope to get under NBC Sports craw at all during your coverage?
We really don't get into all that. We just primarily cover the sport.
Just
so
cover the sport. Do your job. Brandon Worley blogs about men's hockey, and Aaron Harris is blogging from Vancouver. You can find links to their blogs on our website, thetakeaway.org. Let the blogs begin. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.